Richard Hawley.
The discovery of bones in a shallow grave has brought American scientists to Siberia in Russia's wild east. Anthony Falsetti is one of the world's leading forensic anthropologists. His job is to read clues in the smallest fragment of flesh or bone. A veteran of the Boxing Day tsunami and 9/11 investigations, he's well used to working in extreme conditions. Soho is the country's party capital. Over a quarter of a million people come here every night, all looking to have a good time. Some having a better time than others. PC Andy Parker has walked this beat for 11 years. Over that time, he's pretty much seen it all. But even he won't forget tonight's call out in a hurry. It's 2 a.m. and a call has come over the radio, which requires a rapid response.
Can a call come in via radio?
After the war ended, Allied forces discovered Iraq had been developing a secret nuclear weapons program for years. Located in sites all over the country, sometimes in buildings adjacent to nuclear facilities which had been regularly inspected by the agency, Iraq had pulled off a grand deception, revealing a fundamental weakness in the international safeguard system. For if a member state chose not to declare a nuclear facility, there was no way the agency could officially inspect it. It was a watershed event. From a cottage in the English Lake District, Dr. Stephen Martin and Dave Mitchell are training and planning for an expedition that could win them a place in the polar record books. During the last 6 years, they've worked on a plan to become the first men to cross the ice of the Arctic Ocean without external support. They've already made one attempt and failed. The key for their journey's success is their belief that two men can haul enough food and supplies to last for 100 continuous days on the ice. It's a feat no one has ever achieved.